Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I'm Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Communications, Brian Freeman. And this week, leading into the softball season opener on Thursday night, we are talking to senior shortstop Christian Foster. Christian, thanks for coming by this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, you're getting ready here to start your senior season. Are you ready for it?
I am. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I'm ready to play.
You know, you guys have been practicing pretty much all semester. Is there any kind of anything you've seen in what you guys or ladies have been working on? Anything that you've seen in meetings, things of that nature that you feel really good about as the year is about to get going, about why you think this team can be successful?
Especially starting, like, when we came back after Christmas break, starting practice and stuff like that, like, a lot of the younger girls, like, they've really taken steps forward and, like, just being out there, being ready to go, and even when they have questions, you know, that they're quick to ask them. They're not timid about it. They're going to ask. They want to figure things out because they want to be out there just as much as anybody else, and so I think, to me, just having people that, like, that know exactly what they're doing out there and know what questions that they need to ask to be able to be out there and stuff like that. Like, that's awesome to me. And, like, I think that's going to give Coach a tough time writing that lineup. So, you know, anytime that happens, like, you know, it's going to be a good season. You know, you're part of a good team.
Y'all find that, you know, you open at home against a nationally ranked team who happens to be from in-state. And you already know that it's sold out. So there's kind of a, you know, in the community and all that, there's a lot of excitement about the start of your season. Do you guys feel that too? Or is it more about it's such a long grind from February to May that you kind of can't get that up or down and try and keep an even keel?
You know, there's definitely excitement, you know, coming into this game, and not only it being, you know, against Alabama being the season opener at home, but also just, you know, it's the start of the season. You know, everybody's super excited for that first home game anyway. For it being sold out, there's definitely going to be a whole lot of energy there. You know, you're really going to feed off the fans a lot. So, you know, I think there's a ton of excitement around it, but it definitely is, like, we do have to keep that level head, and we've got a long season ahead of us. This is just one game, so.
You're going into your final season. Is there any particular area of the game that you've been working on, focusing on improving so that you can have a successful senior year?
For me, this year, it's really about just staying consistent. You know, last year I had a good season at the plate at the beginning of the season, and then it kind of trailed off towards the end. So definitely working on, you know, keeping that consistency, that mindset, that smooth mental approach, smooth swing all throughout the season. You know, that's something that I've really been pushing big.
Have you guys talked about, you know, what are the goals? You know, what does this team hope to accomplish? And individually, what would you like to do your last year at the collegiate level?
Definitely as a team, you know, our goal is, you know, making it to postseason this year. You know, the past couple of years, you know, we've trailed off, haven't pushed past conference tournaments. So that's definitely our big goal. But, you know, in the end scheme of things, you know, the main goal is to, you know, take this program as far as it's ever been every year. And so that's still the goal, and that's always going to continue to be the goal for this program, is to, you know, be the best that we can be and push this program as far as it's ever been. So individually, you know, it's, to me, it's just, you know, personally just trying to be, you know, consistently being that good teammate, you know, being that good leader in the middle of the field. So for me, you know, it's just being a leader for that last season.
You know, last week, a lot of the preseason stuff started coming out in terms of Sun Belt Conference, and you were named to the preseason all-conference team. You even spend a lot of time thinking about it, or is it like, oh, nice, and you move on? How do you handle that?
I mean, it's a really big honor to be named to preseason all-conference. You know, this conference, I think, is one of the most competitive, and there's a ton of talent in this conference. So, you know, to be named as part of some of those most talented, like, that's an honor, and especially alongside two of my teammates, Devin and Kaylee Todd. So, like, it's a huge honor. We, you know, it's an honor, but at the same time, you know, you're staying level-headed, sticking to what you know.
So, last year as a junior, you hit .299, drove in 38 runs, had 49 hits. You were second team all conference. The biggest thing was that you had improved your batting average like 50 points from your sophomore year. What did you do to improve and record those accomplishments?
I really think it was just, you know, me trusting the process. So that's something we talk about a lot is, you know, like Coach and Coach McCain have always talked to me about, you know, like, you know, my hands are good enough to get there to that pitch and stuff like that. It's just me not trying to overdo it, not trying to do too much. So I think last year I really settled in and got in tune with my swing and just really trusted the process. And, you know, when I wasn't seeing the results, I wasn't thinking that I was doing something wrong. It was more of just, you know, keep your eyes in there, keep going. Just because you're not seeing the results doesn't mean that something's going wrong. You know, it's a game of failure, so you've really got to, you know, you can't get caught up in not succeeding every time because you're not going to. So really just trusting the process and just, you know, having that calm sense of just, you know what you're doing, so keep doing it.
You know, did you have any kind of reaction when last May comes out and you're a second team all-conference selection for the first time in your career? Because, you know, preseason honors are, you know, that's just leading into the year, and no one records that. Like, but, you know, postseason means you did something. What was your reaction when you found out?
You know, when you're at conference and they're calling out the names and stuff like that, and to go up there and get the awards and take the picture and whatever, you know, it was exciting. You know, I wasn't expecting it, but it's a huge honor. It's the same thing though. Like, you're doing it right there before conference starts, so you can't really let that get to you and get that big head going into playing for conference. But, you know, it's super exciting. It was I don't know, it was just awesome to be honored.
I want to go back to your freshman year when you got here, and that first fall semester when you guys started fall practice, like, what were your expectations? What did you think that you could accomplish?
No, honestly, I don't really recall it that well, but I mean, I do know, you know, coming in, like, one of the biggest things for me that I noticed is, like, you think, you know, going from playing travel ball at such a high competitive level that the game can't speed up too much more, but I got here and it was just like, it was a whole new level. You know, I thought I was playing travel ball with some of the best, and then, like, you get to college and you're still playing with some of the best, you think, you know, it can't be too much different, but it really is. And so for me, like, mentally, the mental game sped up, everything sped up for me, and so I really had to work on slowing that down and, you know, getting in tune with everything, getting accustomed to everything. You know, I really didn't have any expectations. I was just coming out there, you know, trying to, you know, play ball the way I knew how to play ball and learn the program, learn the plays, learn the coaching staff and how the game played here, this program. So for me, it was just, you know, really buying into this program, buying into what we do.
Visiting this week on Inside JAG Nation with Christian Foster, senior shortstop from the softball program. You ended up starting about half the games that freshman year. What did you have to do to get Coach to put your name on the lineup card, you know, especially that first year?
Really, it was just, you know, making, like, when I wasn't in the game, when I wasn't starting, you know, it was still being a good teammate, still supporting those players that were out there. I wasn't getting caught up in the fact that, you know, I'm not playing. I'm not trying to push even harder to make sure I'm getting my opportunity. But when Coach did give me the opportunity, put me in, you know, to pinch hit or whatever, you know, I made the most of my opportunity. I did what I was supposed to do. I executed, you know, did what I needed to do to prove to her that I had a spot out there. So doing that, like, continually just, you know, playing the role that Coach puts you in at the time and not having any problems with it, whether it's being a teammate, whether it's being out there on the field, whether it's being that leader that people need, you know, whatever role that you have on the team, like, it's just as important as the others.
Was there anything that you worked on specifically after your freshman year that you knew, okay, I got to get better at this so I can become a full-time starter?
other than my hitting side of things, you know, just really getting in tune with my swing and stuff, I really took strides to take steps forward and being more of a vocal leader on the field, in the middle of the field. I knew Caitlin Griffith, our senior shortstop from my freshman year, she was graduating, she was leaving, so that left the middles open. So I really pushed to be more of a vocal leader to earn that spot there.
Is that a role that you've always been comfortable with, or have you had to develop that since you came to the South? Because, you know, it's apparent that you know, your leadership is an important part of this team and has been for an extended time.
Not necessarily being, like, just a vocal leader has been new to me. You know, like, going through high school, I was able to fill that role, but coming into Division I softball program, you know, as a freshman, you don't really automatically come in and fill that role. Like, my freshman year, we had 8 seniors, I think. So, you know, you had 8 big voices and stuff like that. So, you know, you get intimidated by that. And so you have to learn, you know, your way around that and let those leaders do what they need to do, but then also become the type of leader that you need to be. And so for me, it was just having all those voices leave at one time, you know. You had to adapt and you had to change, and I had to become that vocal leader as a sophomore versus, you know, junior or senior. But at the same time, you know, we still like leaders, you know, as freshmen. And so I had to transition from being more of a lead by example type leader to more of a vocal leader and quickly.
Now, leadership also involves, like, off the field stuff. And you know, last year you were named to the Sunbelt Leadership Team. You represent the program on the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. You know, what do those types of activities entail? And, you know, is there a lot of extra time that goes into it? And what's it like interacting with leaders from other programs and other schools?
Yeah, being part of the Sunbelt Leadership Team, being named to that last year, you know, at the end of the season, I did have to go to a conference over at the Grand Hotel over in Point Clear. But, you know, that was an awesome experience. You know, I really didn't have to do a whole lot with it. I just, you know, had to go to the banquet that they had and stuff like that. But getting to meet a lot of the other leaders from all the other schools in the conference, you know, it was awesome. I actually still stay in touch with some of them. So, you know, it's good to get to know other people from other conferences, you know, get to see what they're all about and stuff like that and their viewpoints on things. But also being a part of SAC, you know, it does take some time, but I mean it's a athletic committee, so it definitely, like, it's not too much time because we're all athletes. We know the time demands of of being athletes in college, but at the same time, you know, we're still trying to do as much, you know, as many service projects as we possibly can. You know, we meet once a month, but we're very good about working around the schedules of the in-season teams and the off-season teams as well. So, I mean, it is a time demand, and sometimes it's right there when you don't necessarily need to go to a meeting, but you do it anyway, so.
I want to go back before your time at South. You know, at Pelham High, up north of us in the state, you had a successful career, and team was good too. I mean, you guys were one of the best 6A teams, and you played high-level travel ball. What was the recruiting experience like for you? How many schools did you hear from? Who were the leaders? And ultimately, why did you choose to come to South Alabama?
Well, South definitely was. It was my first choice. You know, I'd heard about South, you know, when I really started thinking about playing in school, playing when I got to college. And so they were always my first choice, but I had actually heard that they were done recruiting for my class. And so obviously, you know, you've got to look at other schools and stuff. And I came from a travel ball team where half of my travel team is actually at Jacksonville State right now. So I was actually looking at Jacksonville State pretty hard. Troy was in there, Western Kentucky I went to once, UAB, Middle Tennessee was looking at me too, but I think it was when I was really talking with Jacksonville State for a little while, my cousin Carrie actually got a call from coach saying that they wanted me to come back down for a camp. I think somebody had decommitted or something, so I came down for the camp, went to the camp the next day, went on tour of campus and stuff like that, and coach offered me. So it was all happened really, really fast. You know, I thought they were done recruiting for my class. Didn't think, you know, I was going to end up here. And then, you know, next thing you know, here I am. So I will say recruiting process is stressful, but, you know, I think God placed me exactly where he wanted me, so.
Now, you brought it up that South was the school you were interested in when you realistically thought about playing in college. When was that? When did you figure out that you might be good enough to earn a scholarship and play at this level?
You know, entering high school is when you kind of, like, I remember, like, I played basketball in middle school, too, so I played basketball and softball, and then when I was going into high school, my parents were like, all right, pick one of the sports, you know, which one do you see yourself, you know, playing in college? And I was like, you know, it's softball, obviously, because, you know, I spent way more time playing softball, travel ball, everything like that. You know, I knew I wanted to play, it just wasn't, you know, sure how serious I was going to be about it. So going into high school is when that all really changed for me. I was like, yeah, like, I realized, you know, I'm good enough to do this. So I would say freshman year of high school is when it all started coming together.
So when you go back to a kid growing up, how old were you when you started playing softball, and you remember why you started?
I was 5 when I started playing softball. I really and truly, I have an older brother who played baseball, so, I mean, he's a couple years older than me. I always remember my mom telling me that, you know, I was the one that was, like, following him around. Everything he was doing, I was doing. So whenever he was outside playing with his friends and stuff, you know, I was outside playing with him too. And, you know, being 2 years younger, that pushed me to be at the same level they were, but younger. So I think that helped me a lot, you know, just looking up to my older brother and, you know, wanting to do the things that he did. So that pushed me to be into sports and stuff like that, I think, so.
Now, you're an exercise science major, and this spring not only is final season playing collegiate softball, but everything stays on track, and you're going to get your degree from South Alabama in May. You know, what are the thoughts of finishing everything up here and how you approach moving forward?
It's super exciting, you know, graduating. You know, you get to that senior year, you know, you're ready for the school to be done. But, you know, for me, I plan on going to PT school. So the school is not really over, but it is a huge deal to me, you know, graduating with my undergrad degree, with my bachelor. So it's huge, and it's all going to be happening, like, my senior season of softball and graduating all at one time. So I think it's going to be great.
And you said, I was going to ask you, because it is in your bio, that is your interest. Is that an option here? Are you looking at other schools, you know, in terms of where you are next year when you get into a program? Where do you hope and think that'll be?
I applied here to South and to UAB. I actually just got back this past Friday, had an interview at UAB, and then not this Friday, but the next, I had my interview with South. So I've got an interview with both schools, which means it's good things. It's just a matter of which school I get into or if I get into both, choosing. To me, South is definitely my first option. You know, South has become, Mobile area has become like a new home to me. And I'm from the Birmingham area, so obviously that would be closer to home. But at the same time, you know, there's a reason I didn't want to go to UAB back home to school, just because, you know, from the area and just the setting of the school isn't really, you know, ideal. Being in downtown Birmingham, that's tough. But really, like, it'll be, you know, where I get in, where I feel like I need to be at the time, so.
You remember what sparked your interest in physical therapy and pursuing this career path? And when did that light come on of, like, okay, this is really what I want to do?
You know, growing up, I always felt like, you know, going into something health-related was always going to be something for me, you know. In high school, I actually had a really good anatomy teacher, and, you know, going through those classes, anatomy, it's always intrigued me, you know, the muscles, how the body works, physiology of everything, you know, that's always interests me and stuff. And so coming into college, you know, I was thinking, you know, I was pre-PT route, you know, that sounds good for me. And then when I started taking some of those classes, you know, it was actually like, those interest me a whole lot more than anything else. Kinesiology has actually been one of my, like, favorite classes that I've taken since I've been here, and, you know, it's really interesting to me. And I think too, having, like, one of my best friends from high school leading into our senior season in high school, she actually tore labrum, had shoulder surgery. That obviously affected her range of motion a good bit. And so actually this past, the summer after our sophomore year of college, she plays at Jacksonville State. She actually had to go and have surgery again on the same shoulder. She tore her anchors out. And so to me, you know, I asked her, I was like, is that due to, like, not good, like, not doing good PT, like poor PT? And she was like, honestly, like, that's the reason why my shoulder is as bad as it is again, and I'm having to have surgery again. So to me, you know, that's just like, you know, hey, that happens to one of my best friends. Like, any athlete that can happen to is just having that bad PT. So that's something that, you know, I really want to work with. I want to work with athletes and do PT and make sure that they're getting what they need.
Now, you've mentioned that you grew up in that Birmingham area, and now you've made a home here. Whenever school is done, is it staying in state? Do you have an interest of exploring other areas, perhaps living somewhere else as you get into the therapy field?
You know, I've always planned on, like, whether I went to PT school down here or back home, you know, I really wanted to at least, you know, when I start my career, start a job and everything, was to be back up in the Birmingham area near my family and stuff. You know, I love being around my family, but at the same time, if the job opportunities open up somewhere else, you know, that would interest me as well. You know, it's just going to depend on how I'm feeling, the time that it is, and what's best for me.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation is Christian Foster from the Jaguar softball program. Thursday night, 6 o'clock against nationally ranked Alabama to open the season here at Jaguar Field. Before we let you go, I'm going to ask you some questions here more about you off the field so our listeners can get an idea of who you are. And really what I'm looking for is just the first thing that pops into your mind. Yeah. And I always start with student athletes on a tight schedule, practice, competition, travel, class, study hall, meals. You don't have a lot of free time, so when you do, what's your favorite thing to do?
Sleep.
What's your favorite sport outside of softball?
I enjoy watching college football. College football is a big thing for me and my family.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
Oh. Probably a softball game, for sure.
Is there an athletic event that you've never been to that's at the top of your bucket list, like, have to go? What is it?
I've actually never been to an MLB game, baseball game, like, live in person, so I think that would be awesome to go to.
If you're going on a dream vacation, one spot, where are you picking?
Jamaica.
What's your favorite movie?
I really don't have one, I don't think. I watch TV shows more than anything, you know, so.
That's fair enough. You have a favorite book?
No, I really don't. I used to read a lot when I was in high school, but I haven't really been able to read much in college, yeah. So I really don't know.
Outside of classroom text, yeah, are never fun. Favorite musical artist?
I don't have a favorite. I'm a big country music fan, so a lot of the country artists, I like them.
And years down the line, when a Hollywood producer comes and finds they're a big fan of of your story and your career path, and they want to make a movie of it, what actress are they hiring to play the lead role?
Oh, man. These are actually harder questions than you were asking me earlier. Oh, gosh. Jennifer Lawrence. I think she's hilarious, so.
Our guest this week on Inside Jag Nation has been Christian Foster. Wish you the best of luck, not just Thursday night, not just opening weekend, but your entire senior year. Hope all goes well, and look forward to watching you play this one last time. Thanks so much for the time this week.
Thank you.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags!